Right, oh well. I had a terrible watch today, really. I thought at the 50-minute mark we were really well set. You know, after we got the goal, we were 4 points up there. We just had them on the rack. And there was about, a 5-minute spell there where we didn't push on. You know, we made a number of errors in terms of attacks that didn't, you know, turn that 4-point lead into a bigger one. And we just let them back into it, you know. And you can't let a team like Dublin back into a game like that. The goals were fairly shocking, really, you know, all preventable. The second one in particular was just really bad. I mean, I don't know what Robbie was doing. I mean, his kickout just, you know, had been fine up to that, but he just launched one down the middle when just after Barry Moran had been taken off. We had nobody in the middle there, and they just came at us. And the third one, I think he probably should have got to that, but you know, I think the game was probably gone there. It was probably gone there anyway, you know. I thought, you know, the first half we did pretty much everything right because we didn't commit too much to attack. So I thought that was good. I thought that all worked fine, you know. You know, got to the halfway mark at 10 points each, and then it looked like we're pushing on, you know. The goal was great. Killian really did well to stick it away, and he did really well today, I thought. The black card, I didn't have a foul. I'm not sure it did, actually, you know, because I don't think that was the losing of it, you know. It's just that we lost control of the game at a point where we had them. We really had them. And, you know, I always thought that the winners, the All-Ireland, would come from this side of it. But I'm beginning to doubt it now, you know, because I think a better team than us will find the chinks in that Dublin armour, you know. But anyway, that's it. I'm afraid it's all over for us for another year, and over and out. Yeah, over and out.